Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. We want to welcome everybody to the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this wonderful Wednesday. And what a wonderful Wednesday it is, because we are here live in Atlanta, Georgia, for the second annual WISERS conference. Now, all of you may know what WISERS stands for, but if you don't, just hold on to your seats. But I am so excited to be here again, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio. So we've got a real special treat for you today. We had her on the show last year, but she's back with us again this year, as this is the second inaugural conference. We are here this morning with Ms. Daphne Bryson Jackson, who is co-founder, along with Jan Fitzby Bryson, of the WISERS Conference. So Daphne Jackson brings over 20 years of experience in community and government relations to her position as founder and principal of GovLink, Inc., a strategic consulting firm that provides clients with dynamic strategies to assess local government relationships and procurement opportunities. The firm also has extensive experience in crisis communications, fundraising, public-private partnerships, and development of effective community public involvement programs. So Daphne has a wealth of background and experience, and you're going to hear a little bit more about that. But I'd also like to introduce you to another special individual, and that is NABWIC member Faye Lewis. Good morning, Faye.
Good morning.
Well, listen, I'm glad that you are there live on site at the WISERS Conference, and we were talking a little bit earlier about all the energy and the excitement that was going on there.
Yes, it's very exciting. I'm so honored to be here. It's a wonderful event.
Oh, well, great. Well, I just want our listeners to know, Faye, that you are a woman in construction, a NABWIC member, and CEO of Aspire Restoration Services, focusing on renovation, flooring, tile, carpets, and all of that kind of stuff. So we want to welcome you as well, and thank you for being our host this morning for the WISERS Conference. I'm going to go ahead and turn everything over to you and let you get started, and you can share what's happening there live at the conference this morning.
Yes, and thank you so very much. It's such an honor to be here with Daphne, and we're going to interview her on some of the exciting things going on, and we have questions for her, and she can feedback to us and the audience, and let's get started. Good morning, Daphne.
Good morning.
I know this is a big event, and you're a busy lady, but we just want to take a little bit of time and share with you and express some of the wonderful things going on. The first question I'd like to ask, last year when we interviewed you and co-founder Jan, when you brought WISERS to Atlanta for the first time, this conference was a huge success and an undertaking at the time. Tell us, what about WISERS you'd like to share a little bit more about us today in reference to construction and in the engineering field?
Well, thank you. We're excited to be back this year. You know, I think there's so many opportunities going on, certainly in the Atlanta area and nationally, that we found the second year WISERS was really in greater demand. You know, we had people throughout the year constantly coming to us saying, you're going to do it again? Are you going to have these people speak? We'd love to hear about this. So we've gotten a lot of feedback along the way from last year and really worked hard to try to, you know, duplicate the things that we did really well, tweak some of our challenges, and then bring some kind of new and exciting stuff to the table because there's so much going on in the marketplace that we wanted to make sure that WISERS was, you know, in line with where business opportunities were and where career opportunities were.
Thank you, Daphne. I think you kind of hit on the second question a little bit as reference to the success of last year's conference. What do you think was the biggest impact from the success of last year's conference? I know you said a lot of people have been calling you, but could you just tweak on a little bit about what's going on as far as what type of questions were they asking? If they want you back for a specific reason or just because you're great?
No, well, I think a little of both. I'll take that. I think there was a need. I think we exposed, you know, there are a lot of great organizations out there like you all and some others, but I think we kind of hit on something and put it together in such a way that I think it made people want more. You know, we've had people contact us about taking WISERS to other markets, you know, other big cities.
Wonderful.
We've had people contact us and wanting us to create an organization. And, you know, I think we're exploring the different markets. I don't think we'll make it an organization. We'll keep it as a conference because we enjoy partnering with organizations like NABWIC and WTS and COMTO and things like that. And so we don't want to, you know, duplicate what's already there. We just want to enhance what's out there and expose some other opportunities for women and you know, bring in, now we're focusing a lot more this year on younger women. And we've got a student comp, you know, so just trying to expand and continue to grow and continue to be relevant.
Thank you, Daphne. There's a lot of emphasis on the fact that we are women in construction, and we appreciate that, and that's a great part of NABWIC organization as well. And the biggest thing that I would like to know, is there a difference in the city of Atlanta? Because I feel it. I can see where the city of Atlanta is definitely promoting various activities and contracts with women. There's a push for more women in construction. So what do you feel the biggest difference between last year and this year with the city of Atlanta as far as emphasis on women in construction?
Well, first of all, there's $6 billion worth of opportunity in and around the city of Atlanta that's being procured by the city. I think that in and of itself is a huge difference. So if people can't get excited about that, if women that are in business don't think that there's opportunity, then shame on them. And so, you know, we really wanted to expose that. We wanted to talk about it. We wanted to educate about it. And then, you know, the mayor stepped in and really partnered with us, and we'll have City of Atlanta procurement people here. We've got contract compliance here. And so we want this to be very real and very tangible, and we also want it for the people that are in business and looking to, you know, get opportunities in Atlanta. The mayor said very, very bluntly, City of Atlanta is open for business, and it's open for business for women and small businesses. And he's going to push it. He's going to encourage it. And so we think, honestly, the timing is perfect.
Thank you, Daphne. I noted that you referenced some of the key players here with the mayor's office and his emphasis on women in construction and engineering. Could you tell us a little bit some of the other key players that might be here to focus on WISER speakers? And you have so many networking sessions. Just give me a little brief synopsis of some of the other key players here that's going to do some of the workshops for you.
I gotcha. We've got really from out of state, we have a woman, Naomi Kelly, who is the city administrator for the city of San Francisco. She'll be moderating the panel tomorrow on Thursday, a smart cities panel. She is a dynamic young woman. Many say she will probably be the next mayor of San Francisco. So she'll be here. We're excited about that. We have a woman, Rita Salas, from New York City, who is the former chief investment officer for the state of New York. And she is a real star in the hedge fund world and, you know, investment space. And though that's not construction and engineering, it's an industry that is similar because it's dominated by men. And she is a woman who has risen to the pinnacle of that. And so we're excited to have Rita here. We've got Thea Washington Smith, who heads the City of Atlanta's Women's Entrepreneurship Initiative. She's on a panel. We've got Dwight Pullen here, who is a national director for Skanska Construction, and Dwight has managed projects all over the world. He was one of the program managers for the Dubai airport. He's done Philadelphia, Miami, L.A., you name it, and so he brings a wealth of our, you know, experience in doing business around the world. We've got Millie Quinlan, who heads small business utilization for GSA. And Millie's job is to get more women and small businesses engaged in the GSA process and really try to break up that whole schedule and just the paperwork grind that exists with doing business with the federal government. We've got Joanne McCrenna, who's the Commissioner of Watershed Management for City of Atlanta. Tomorrow we'll have Miguel Southwell, the General Manager for the Atlanta Airport.
Wow, the list goes on. Yeah. You have so many people here, and we want to thank you for all those wonderful sessions. Moving right along, you mentioned about the young girls. I actually met one of your entrepreneurs in the lobby, and I was quite honored to meet her. What would be the main focus of expressing to a young person about pursuing engineering, construction, or related activities, or whatever career field they choose, just to be around powerful women like yourself? What would you say to a young person who wants to be an engineer or entrepreneurship in your area of, or a different area field?
Well, I think what we're trying to show with Weisers is we're trying to show to young women that there are women out here doing it. And it's few and far between, but they're there. And so we're trying to help make some of those connections, create some mentor relationships, create some advocates. And then on the flip side of that, we really want to encourage, you know, the young women to step forward. You know, don't wait. You don't necessarily have to take the traditional career path that probably existed when I came out of college in the 80s. You know, a lot of these young women are jumping straight into entrepreneurship. And, you know, we're trying to create conversations for them about funding and really make it very real and very tangible. And so we're excited about this portion of Weisers, I think, probably more than almost anything else, is because if we can, you know, really connect with our younger women that are in these STEM fields now and really kind of help propel them as they're coming out of college, I think this industry will look very different in the next 5 to 10 years.
Wonderful. That's such a great honor to be a part of that, and thank you for that. Another question for you, and you already mentioned a lot of the speakers, as well as from New York, San Francisco, City of Atlanta. Let's talk about a couple of company names. You mentioned Scanza as a company that was a key supporter. Did you have a lot of success in key supporter of companies coming here for this great event?
You know, we do. We are blessed to have Montgomery Watson return as our award sponsor. They came in at $25,000 level, which is obviously extremely significant. We have CH2M Hill and Brassville and Gorey right below the CH level. We have Parsons Brinkerhoff. I'm drawing a blank. AMEC Foster and Wheeler. We have Hudson Dufree. We have a number of the concession companies who do business at the airport. They're participating and supporting us. We have the joint venture that's building the Atlanta Falcons Stadium. It's a Holder, Moody, Russell, Bryson Constructors. That joint venture is participating with us.
Great. That's wonderful. It seemed to be a great wealth of companies that are willing to participate as well as share the knowledge with young women and entrepreneurs and engineers. Thank you for sharing that information.
Absolutely.
Okay. One of our last questions is from your background experience that you've had. I know you mentioned something about your college experience and the difference now between young women jumping out there and how you went your route of jumping out there, and obviously it was a great path. What two pieces of advice would you like to share that might benefit women today, especially those that are in pursuit of joint venturing or team arrangements? What would you like to tell them to go about being successful like yourself?
Well, thank you. You know, I think one thing is to be prepared, right? Understand what the opportunity really is and understand what you bring to the table. Be very clear. I find a lot of times when people come and want to meet and talk about opportunities, they don't really even know what the work is. And so if you don't know what the work is, you don't know what you're asking for. And so I think you've got to do your homework, because when you sit down with these prime contractors, there are those that are going to be willing to give you an opportunity or share an opportunity, but you've got to take them to where you want to go and what lane helps your company grow the most. And so I think that's one thing, to be prepared, do your homework. You know, don't come in asking questions that you could have known, you could have found the answer to. I think, too, find people who are doing what you want to do, okay? Find people who are good at it, who are successful at it, And there are lessons to be learned from those people. And make yourself a student. I mentor two young women, and the thing that impresses me the most about the two of them is they come to the table open, you know, and they want to be good and they want to be successful. And so they're sponges. They follow me around. Some days they'll come and they'll spend the whole day with me, and we'll go to meetings and do different things, and they ask great questions. And then I watch them implement what they're seeing. And so I think if you can put yourself in a space, and that's not always easy, but if you can put yourself in a space where there's someone that you can learn from and listen and watch and grow, I think that's the best thing you can do, because, you know, the mistakes are the same. That most people that are successful, their path is very similar. And so there's some things that are going to happen in pitfalls, and it's not that you can avoid them, but it's how you respond to them. And so I think just if you can learn that sooner rather than later, you can save yourself a lot of headache and hopefully some money.
Thank you so very much, Daphne. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Jackie. And if there's anyone in the audience that wanted to have a question for Ms. Jackson, please follow up. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Jackie?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. That has been very, very informative, and sounds like, again, a lot of great things taking place there at the conference this year. I want to go ahead and just play a brief commercial and give anybody that might have their hands raised an opportunity to ask a question. So let me just play a commercial, and then we'll be right back with our first set of questions.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
And we are back, and we do have one comment or question, and I'm going to go ahead and make that person live. Last four digits are 0184. Go ahead, caller, you are live.
Thank you so very much, Jackie. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder building stronger and better lives. Thank you. And my question is, if our guests can just share with us just a little about the history of the organization. I thought that was so interesting, and the idea and how they followed that vision and that passion because they saw a need. And I think it would be very helpful with all of our listeners to understand that, you know, a vision and a plan, anything is possible. Thank you. Go back on page.
All right. Thanks, Ann. Several years ago, Jan Bryson and I attended a conference in New York City that was targeted at women in the construction industry. And, you know, we went, and there was a lot of women there. But we kind of walked away, and we realized that we had no interaction with the speakers. There really wasn't a networking opportunity. We just kind of sat in our auditorium for about 6 hours and listened to people talk, but we really didn't have an opportunity to engage. You couldn't ask questions. And so Dan and I sat there, and as we, you know, kind of debriefed, she said, you know, we should do this. We should do something like this in Atlanta, and we can do it a little better and make it more interactive and make it more engaging and make it more personal. And so that was kind of the beginning of WISERS. And we started, you know, by meeting in our conference room and tossing ideas out there. And really at the beginning, we talked about conferences that we all go to and the things that we liked, and we talked about the things that we didn't like. And so we started that way in terms of just trying to put this thing together. And then each of us
really just kind of went in our own lanes. Jan manages our fundraising, our sponsorship. I do all of the programming in terms of the speakers and the panels. And Heather Fatsinger, our third co-founder, handled, you know, all of kind of our logistics, the hotel, the location, just all the stuff that makes this thing really work once you get to the conference. And so initially the three of us kind of got it moving. And then we added, you know, some necessary pieces. We went out and found some young women that had a lot of energy and were excited and passionate about this and brought them to the table. We found probably the best video producer anywhere in the Southeast to work with us and produce all our materials. You know, and it just kind of grew from there. But it's been a real labor of love. You know, we spend countless hours meeting, arguing, discussing, deciding, changing our minds, and coming together to make something that we think is pretty special. And so that's kind of our history.
Hello. Thank you, Ann. And thank you, Daphne. Back to you, Jackie.
All right. Thank you. And I have a question, too, Daphne. Thank you for providing that background on the conference. And it sounds like you and Jan have done a tremendous job, again, putting together, I think, the best of the best and bringing that locally to Atlanta. So, again, thank you very much. You mentioned before that you mentor a couple of ladies, and, of course, when you look at your background, it just looks like it's just ideal to have been able to garner the kind of experience and knowledge that you've gained over the years. My question is, when you look back over everything that you've done, and I've heard some of the things that you've encouraged young people in construction and even existing people in construction to do, what would you say was your best lesson learned for you, or the greatest lesson that had the greatest impact for you?
I had somebody tell me one time, you know, don't be afraid to ask for the order. And I think that's the hardest thing, I think, for women, is when it comes to money and understanding how to, you know, be priced adequately and not sell yourself short. And so early on, somebody told me, you know, don't be afraid to ask for what you think you're worth. And if people don't want to pay it, that's fine. And then you find out a whole bunch of people will. And so mm-hmm. I think that's probably the best advice, because women really do. I think we apologize for being successful and we apologize for being good. And I think you have to place the appropriate value on yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. And so I think that was the best advice I got, was not to be afraid to ask for the order, ask for the money.
Oh, wow. That's
great.
That
is amazing.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And again, I know that's the kind of advice and that's the kind of comments, the kind of insight that the participants there this year at the conference will get as they're going through the various sessions and everything. And I know you're focused right now on 2016 and making this the best ever, but have you all given any thought to next year in terms of what you'd like to see?
You know, we have. I mean, it inevitably comes, because as you prepare for this year, you think about things you missed or things we could have done sooner or tweaked. You know, we introduced a mobile app this year for the conference for the first time. That will be something that we will expand for next year and make it much more robust. And it will probably be a way throughout the year for our participants to continue to be engaged. So that's one thing. I think the pitch contest will certainly return. You know, and we'll see. I mean, we obviously are in a presidential year, and so we intentionally stayed away from the political stuff this year. But, you know, next year we will have a new president, so we won't shy away from that perhaps. And so we don't know. We'll see. So stay tuned.
Okay.
All right,
Daphne. Thank you, Jackie. And I'm going to wrap it back up to you. And it was a wonderful interview, and I appreciate her so very much.
All right, Daphne. Thank you so much, and we want to thank everybody for joining us. And, again, get out there to the conference. And I think the hashtag is @WISERS2016 this year.
It is.
So,
very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, great. Thank you. So take care and enjoy a good conference, and we'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you,
great.
Paige.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.